This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Remember this summer of 2003? 15 years ago this week, a tree and a power line in Ohio met up, and within hours, electricity was out for some 50 million people across 8 states in the Northeast and parts of Canada. Here in New York, subways stopped, the ATMs went out, refrigerated food spoiled, people had to walk home to New Jersey, Brooklyn, and Queens. It was one of the largest blackouts in history. Now with multiple heat waves stressing the system, Marketplace's Jed Kim takes a look at the reliability of the grid today.
Over the past 15 years, our power needs have changed, but haven't necessarily grown. Jason Bordoff directs the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University.
In the United States, electricity demand has been relatively flat because although we are using electricity in new and increasing ways, we're also becoming much more efficient.
And we've changed where we get our power from. More renewables and natural gas, less coal and nuclear. So our grids have had to evolve. In general, operators have made a lot of improvements, largely because laws passed since the blackout forced mandatory reliability standards. Christy Tizak is a managing director at Clearview Energy Partners. She says technology updates have also brought new challenges.
Over the last 15 years, we have increasingly digitized the grid's operation. And when you move from a dumb analog grid, if you will, to a smarter digital grid, then you have different vulnerabilities.
Utilities now face increasing threats of cybersecurity intrusions. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.